So before we go to the third chapter, let us briefly summarize the contents of the second chapter, outline of the second chapter. As we said earlier, second chapter is the summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita. All the topics that are going to be discussed later are all introduced in the second chapter. And each of these topics will be taken up elaborately in subsequent chapters, starting from the third chapter. And we can divide the entire second chapter into four sections. And the first section is Arjuna becoming a student. That is the first section. The first 10 slokas, surrendering to Krishna. Karpanya dosho patata swabhavaha, prichamitvam dharmasam muda chetaha, yachrayasya nischitam bruhitanme, Shishyas Deham Shadima Pam Prapannam. I surrender to you, you give me what is good. It is a very important step in Vedanta Shastra known as Guru Upasadana. In Vedanta, this is called Guru Upasadana. A student has to approach a teacher and request for knowledge. Then only it should be given. The knowledge cannot just be given, it should be given to a deserving disciple. And actually in Brahma Sutra, this is actually introduced by Atato Brahma Jignyasa. That is the first sutra in Brahma Sutra. And the second section is from Sloka 11 onwards, where Krishna begins the teaching up to Sloka number 39. So actually many commentators do not even worry about commenting before the 11th Sloka of second chapter. All others are details. So 11th chapter Sloka onwards only, even Adi Shankara, he starts his serious commentary only from the 11th sloka of the second chapter, and the Sankhya Yoga actually goes up to the 39th sloka where the teaching is given by Krishna. Yesha te vihita sankhyam buddhi yoge timam srunum buddhya yukto yaya partham karma bandham prahasyasi. That is the 39th sloka. So starting from the 11th sloka up to 39th sloka is the teaching. This is the central and the most important part of second chapter. These slokas from 11 to 39. Here we get the discussion of Sankhya Yoga. It is also called Jnana Yoga. We already saw this earlier, which is the content of the entire Upanishad. The Sankhya Yoga is nothing but the content of the entire Upanishad. It is a summary of the Upanishad. And what is the content of the Upanishads? Upanishads, the content is throughout is Atma Anatma Vivekaha. Atma and Anatma, Anatma the body, Atma the distinction of Atma and Anatma, that is the discussion in the entire Upanishad, that is the discussion that is taken up here also. So what are the various things? Atma is Nityaha, Atma is Sarvagataha, Atma is Nirvikaraha, Atma is Janana Marana Rahitaha. When I say all these, you know what they are, because we have already discussed all those things in detail. Whereas Anatma is what? Anatma is subject to Balyam, Yavanam, Kaumaram, all this, you know, old age, everything is for the body, not for the Atma. Body has birth, body has death, body is subject to ups and downs, emotions, all those things are for the body, they are not for the Atma. Matra Sparshastu Kaunteyam, Sitoshnam, Sukha Dukkha Daham, Agama Payuno Nityaham, Tamstitikshasva Bharata. That's what he said. Body will have health and sickness. Atma will not have any of those. Body will go away one day. Another body will come. All those things are there for the body. And all these are in the game. There is nothing like nityaha in terms of body. So do not complain about them. Nature of anatma is that. It is the nature of anatma. Accept it. Learn to accept it. This is the essence of the Upanishads. And that is what is given in this section, Sloka 11 to Sloka 39, called the Sankhya Yoga. Then from Sloka 39 through the 53rd Sloka is Arjuna's question. The third topic, which is equally important, Karma Yoga, is introduced here. The entire subject of the third chapter, Karma Yoga, is introduced here in the second chapter in the Slokas 39 through 53. And here Krishna is calling this Karma Yoga, he is calling it as Buddhi Yoga. Instead of calling this Karma Yoga, he is calling it Buddhi Yoga. It's a different terminology. Jnana Yoga is given the name Sankhya Yoga. Similarly, Karma Yoga is given the name Buddhi Yoga here. And the important slokas here we already saw that Karmanyevadikarasthe, Mahapaleshu Kadachana, Mahakarma Palahedrubhuhum, Mate Sangostha Karmani. That's the slogan. And Yogastha Kuru Karmani, Sangam Tekva Dhananjayam, Siddhya Siddhyo Samayasamay Bhutvam, Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. These are all the slokas Krishna already gave with respect to the introduction of Karma Yoga. What exactly is Karma Yoga? How a person should follow Karma Yoga, all those things are all given. In a nutshell, we are going to see them elaborately later. In essence, Karma Yoga is what? It is nothing but learning to accept the karma phalam without reaction. That is Karma Yoga. Whatever action you do, the result of the action, you learn to accept it without reaction, without being judgmental. That is what Karma Yoga, essence of Karma Yoga is. So Krishna says, Samatvam Yoga Uchyate, maintaining the equanimity, Samatvam. Without going through ups and downs. When the result comes, normally people go through ups and downs. Without going through ups and downs, accept the result as is. That is Samatvam, Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. So Karma Yoga was introduced not as an independent means of moksha. And we should understand that clearly. Karma Yoga is introduced not as an independent means to gain moksha. It does not directly lead to moksha, but only a means to take to Jnana Yoga. It is not directly to moksha. It is there as a means to go to Jnana Yoga. And the method of sadhana is what? So Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga to moksha. That is the step. Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga to moksha. That is the order, not in any other way. This is the only way. This is the only way according to Sankhya. Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga to moksha. This is also very clearly indicated actually. Yadate moha kalilam buddhir vedidarishyati tada gantasya nirvedam srotavyasyam srutasyacha. That's also we saw that shloka. So Karma Yoga will give you a mind which has got what? Vairagya. By Karma Yoga we develop chitta shuddhi, we develop vairagyam. So it is in the sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. In general, according to in Tattva Bodha, which we saw earlier. So that is the condition, that is the qualification for what? For Jnana Yoga. For somebody to enter into Jnana Yoga, he should be first sadhana chatushtaya sampanna. And that qualification is given by Karma Yoga, practicing Karma Yoga. So this is the third important section. So what are the three sections so far? Preparation or Guru Upasadhanam. Second one is Sankhya Yoga or Self-Knowledge. Third one is Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga. Now in the fourth section, another important topic is introduced. That is from Sloka 54 till the end of the chapter, which is a topic of Sthita Prajna. Sthita Prajna, firm knowledge. Prajna is knowledge. Sthita Prajna is firm knowledge. It can be called as Jnana Phalam also. We can call it as Jnana Phalam. So Krishna gives the characteristics of a Sthita Prajna. What is Sthita? How he is? Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha. That is the basic thing. That is the basic teaching. I am happy with what? With myself. I am happy with myself and all other things are its corollary. I am first happy with myself. All other things are only corollary. So if I am happy, then what mean? What does it mean? I do not depend on anything else, anyone else for my happiness because I am happy myself. I do not depend on anything else. So independence, it is freedom, all those things they follow, has no desires. That follows. So several things were all mentioned in this section. This entire section, Sthita Prajna section, so many things were mentioned. Dukkeshu anudvignamanaha, sukeshu vigatasprihaha. So all those things were all told earlier. And at the later towards the end, a brilliant example was given. Jnani is given is compared to a ocean. Apuryamanam achalapratishtam samudramavaha. So that is what he was compared to, like an ocean. Ocean is ever full. The ocean may accept all the rivers into that. It can, all experiences can come into the Jnani, but nothing perturbs him. So all he can get into, all experiences can come into him, but it is not going to cause any changes in him. And another example is diagonally opposite to the Ajnani. For the Ajnani, living itself is a problem. This is for a Jnani, but for an Ajnani, even very living, your day-to-day living itself is a problem. He is a samsari, whereas Jnani is a mukta purushaha. He is a mukta purushaha. Ajnani is what? He is the slave of the world. And Jnani is the master of the world. That is what Krishna just outlined. And this topic was also concluded by talking about Videha Mukti also. So Jivan Muktaha, who is living, and after he dies, he is Videha Muktaha also, he does not have another birth. He does not enter into another body. So not only a person enjoys Jivan Mukti through knowledge, but also he attains Videha Mukti also, he does not have Punarjanma. That's what he says. He is the all-pervading Brahman, all-pervading Chaitanyam, with no limitations whatsoever. While talking about Chidapragna, Krishna makes a very small deviation between Sloka 58 and 68. Sloka, Krishna talked about a few sadhanas which are necessary for becoming a Chidapragna. So he talked about a few sadhanas here. So Chidapragna Lakshanam and Chidapragna Upayaha. Both he talked about. What are the characteristics of a Chidapragna and what are the upayas, the means. So those sadhanas are what? Sama, Dama and Nididhyasana. He talked about briefly about all of them. One should practice equanimity of mind, never react under any circumstances, under any testing condition. Conditions will get crash on you, but do not get perturbed, do not get reactive. As very difficult to practice, but one has to practice to become that. So one of the most important values to be followed by a Vedantic student is what? Never get wild, never get irritated, never get tense, never get angry. Nothing to worry about in the world. There is no point in worrying about anything. If you can't solve a problem, solve it. Do not worry. If you cannot solve the problem, no use worrying. So that's what he says again in Karma Yoga. But then Dhamma, the sense control, is equally important. So all those things, you know, how one has to control the senses, not to fall a slave to senses. All those things, I gave the examples of various things. So all those things were discussed. But these two alone are not sufficient. Nididhyasana, so Shravanam and Mananam are important, but Nididhyasana is most important because we should keep the Vedantic knowledge all the time in the mind. It should be always going at the back of the mind. Never should be allowed to forget. So the Vedantic teaching should never be allowed to forget. So Chidapragna Lakshanam and Chidapragna Upaya is the fourth topic in the second chapter. So four chapter, all the four topics are what? Preparation or Guru Upasadhanam, Sankhya Yoga or Self-Knowledge, and Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga, and fourth section is Chidapragna. Actually, if you want the proper order, we have to slightly interchange this, because first, you know, Karma Yoga and then Guru Upasadhana. Normally, after getting Chitta Shuddhi only, you go to a teacher for Jnana. So, we can slightly rearrange this thing. So, Karma Yoga, Guru Upasadhana, Jnana Yoga and Chidapragna is the order in Jnana Marga. So, because even before coming to Vedanta, Karma Yoga should be practiced. From Karmi to Karma Yoga is the very basic step. And most difficult step, because we are all karmis. Everybody does action. All actions, whatever action, whatever may be the reason, we are doing actions. But all those actions, the karma should be converted to karma yoga. That is the very first step. So then sadhana chatushtaya sampatti will come, then approach a teacher for getting atma jnanam, to get liberation or moksha. This is the order. So jnana yoga is very, very simple. Karmi to karma yoga, to Jnana Yoga, to Moksha liberation. These are the very simple basic steps. So Krishna has not elaborated any one of the topics here. He just only mentioned them, outlined them. That's what he did. So each and every idea discussed here will be elaborated in the following chapters. So step by step, Krishna is very a great teacher. Very step by step he takes. So they will be repeated many times, because he knows very well. If he doesn't repeat, we will forget. So he repeats them many times, and so even if an idea is not clear in the beginning, it will become clearer in due course, because they are going to be repeated many times. So we don't have to worry, oh, I didn't understand this time. It will come again some other time. No problem. So in the next third chapter, Krishna is going to take up Karma Yoga for elaboration. Karma Yoga as a topic. So the Sankhya Yoga topic is left out for the time being. He will come back to it later. Just know he left that, and we are going to come back. So it will be taken up again in the fourth chapter. We are going to talk about it there.